Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. So we're continuing Perek Chavav, the 26th and final chapter of Mesilat Yesharim, and we are discussing the Midav Kiddusha of sanctity, of holiness, and how we discussed in the last year how a person acquires this and the things that could keep a person away from this Midah. So now Ramchal is now going to tell us what's the next step. What happens after Kiddusha? So Ramchal says, "Umisham yale el ma'ala givoha yoter." There's something even past Kiddusha, even though this chapter is about Kiddusha, about sanctity, holiness, which we discussed, is complete attachment to the spiritual and being able to lift up the material with one's spirituality. But there's something even further than that. So what's next? Vihi Haruach HaKodesh. So that's the having something like a prophecy or some sort of divinely directed spirit within a person, because in that case, a person's understanding and knowledge becomes beyond that which is normal for a human being, beyond that which should be, could naturally happen for a human being. He understands the secrets, he says here in the notes, he understands the secrets of the creation and of Hashem's supervision, the future, all these things are all like similar to either Nevuah or something like Nevuah that a person can reach. He's clinging to Hashem, can reach a level that's so high, Shekfar Yimaser Biado, Mafteach Shel, Techiyat Hamitim, that he'll have the key of Techiyat Hamitim, of bringing the dead back to life. Kemo shenimsar le'Eliyahu ve'le'Elisha. It's like it was given over to Eliyahu and to Elisha. These were great Nevi'im. They had the key to Techiyat Hamitim, to bringing the dead back to life. Shehuma shemore el otzem hidabekuto bo'itbarach. Because this ability to Techiyat Hamitim, to be able to resuscitate or to revive, to resurrect somebody who has died, that's the closest a person can come to clinging to Hashem. Why? Shebiyot hu itbarach shemo mekorach chayim, because Hashem is the source of all life. Hanoten chayim lechol chay, he gives life to all living beings. Uchema maram zichronam livracha, as our rabbis taught us, shlosha maftechot lo nimzur biyad shaliach. There were three keys that Hashem has that were not given over to a messenger. What's one of the three? Meftech tchiyat hamitim. The key to bringing the dead back to life. That's only Hashem. Only Hashem has that ability, right? No scientist. There's no. You know, somebody once commented that you could have the greatest scientist in the world, but they can't take a little bug and bring it back to life once it has died. That's only beyond Hashem. That's why the Mechayev Etim is the end of the second bracha, which is bracha Gvurot, which is the Gvura of Hashem, the power of Hashem that's most demonstrated through Mechayev Etim. So if a person, if he reaches this very, very high level beyond Kiddusha, beyond Ruach HaKodesh, he can get to being so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's able to do Tchiyat HaMitim the way Eliyahu Navi and Elisha HaNavi were able to do. Hine HaDabek Bo Yitbarach Tbekut Gamor, somebody who's completely connected to Hashem. Yuchalim Shoch Memar Yitbarach Afilu Meshech HaChayim Atzmam. So he's able to draw from Hashem even the flow of life itself. The ability to bring life to something that is not living. Because that's the character trait that is the most unique to Hashem in the entire world. So therefore, when a person reaches the highest, highest level, so then he attains this character trait that only Hashem has in this world, and those who Hashem chooses to give it over to, and that's the ability of Techiyat HaMitim. This is what the Baraita concludes, the same one that we began with, of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. It concludes, Ukdusha Meviya Lidei Ruach HaKodesh. Kiddusha brings one to Ruach HaKodesh, having a spirit of holiness, the Ruach HaKodesh Meviya Lidei Techiyat HaMitim. And that spirit of Ruach HaKodesh brings a person to Techiyat HaMitim, to be able, being able to revive the dead. Vata kore na'im. So you, my pleasant reader, yadati shekamoni teda, I know that you know like me, asher lo kiliti b'sifri ze et kol chukei chasidut, I have not completed all the rules of chasidut. V'lo amarti kol ma sheyesh lamar b'inyan ze, and I didn't say everything that there is to say about this topic, right? This whole book is about this ladder of Pinchas ben Yair and all the different steps along the way. So Ram Chazal says, you know as well as I know that I have not completed everything in this book. I didn't cover every detail. There's no end. There's no end to the investigation that a person can have. But I said a little bit from all the details that are in the Braita, which I base this book on. This book is based on the Braita of Pinchas ben Yair, right? We start with Zahirut, Rizut, etc., going up and up and up. So he says, I didn't tell you everything, because I can't tell you everything. The details are infinite. However, I told you some of that which you to know, some of which I based this book on. This is going to be just the beginning. This book, Ramchal says, is just the beginning of your learning for these matters. He's referring to the entire steps, the entire process as chassidut. So he says, I'm giving you the basic concepts, the basic rules, the general principles, but you have to dig deeper and you have to figure out how to apply them, etc., to specific situations. Right, so this is the beginning of the iyun, of the investigation on these matters. So this is just opening our eyes to the path that one should follow in studying these matters. The pasuk says, "Ishma chacham." A chacham listens; he hears. V'yosef lekach, and he adds to his learning. He studies more. He investigates more. V'navon tachbulot ikneh. And somebody who is very wise, he'll figure things out, he'll figure out the tricks, how to do things, and how to accomplish certain things. So the same thing's over here. You hear a little bit, right, this book, he says, that's just the beginning, but then the person who is wise has to go and investigate more, and think more about it, and how to apply it in more details, and more applications. Somebody who comes to wants to purify himself, so he gets help, Hashem will help him purify himself. But this is the first step, this is the beginning. Ki Hashem yiten chokhma, Hashem gives wisdom. Mipiv da'at u'tfunan, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. L'hayishir ish ish et darko lefnei boro, to give each person a straight path, his own personal darko, his own personal straight path in front of his Creator. So Ramchal says this book is just the beginning, and from here we have to go further. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll hopefully in the next year finish the 26th chapter, and then we'll have the Bezrat Hashem, the conclusion to study together as well, the epilogue. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Kol tov.